This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Joined now by the host of Send It In and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, PJ Glasser. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. PJ, welcome back, and you're back on a great day, a glorious day, a day that we all look forward to on the sports calendar, a day that we find out the annual NFL schedule. And oh, look at that. You are, as Gene said, our favorite Baltimorean. The Ravens coming to Buffalo for a rematch of the divisional round game, week one in primetime, Sunday night football. How are we feeling, bud?
Oh, we're feeling good, guys. I'm looking forward to the rematch. Am I staying at Gene's guest room or Danger's guest room?
I mean, Gene's house is far more palatial than mine. You'd have to share a room with my daughter, and I'm not comfortable with that. Not comfortable with that, PJ. I'm going to tell you that right now.
PJ, we got a home monitor. You're welcome to crash, buddy. Everything's pull-out bed. Everything's fine. Private room.
Can't wait. You guys are gonna take me to the spot where I can get the best wings in town. I'm looking forward to that.
In Rochester, you're getting a plate.
Well, you're getting a plate after we go out, after we go hard. We run hard, then we get a plate, then we wake up fresh, ready for the game on Sunday to start all over again and tailgate all day, drink our faces off all day Sunday before we get to the game. You know the routine. You've done enough primetime games in Baltimore.
Of course. My thoughts on the game, guys, we have to bet Mark Andrews' first touchdown score.
No right? question.
It's probably going to be about 10-1 because, I mean, just the way that obviously the playoff game went, the drop passes, the fumble, you just know the way that sports works. And if they get in the red zone, the Ravens are going to target them. So that's the first bet that I'm making is Andrews. And then you just know the way that the football gods work. That game is coming down to a Tyler Loop field goal attempt, the Ravens' new rookie kicker that they just drafted. Right. I mean, you guys just know the way that these Bills, Ravens, Bills, Chiefs games, I mean, with how good the quarterbacks are, how good the teams are, it's going to be another coin flip, 2-point, 1-point game. And I can just see it now that it's going to come down to a field goal from him. So I would expect the game probably to open at about a pick 'em, right? Last year, the Ravens were about a 1-point favorite, 1.5-point favorite. I think it's probably going to be about a pick 'em this time around. And look, I mean, the way that you bet it, we talk about this all the time when I'm on, it's just such a great game to bet live, right? Like the Bills go down last year, 7-0 on the opening drive. You can get them +3.5. The Ravens are down 10 at halftime. You can get them +7.5 and you hit both of those spreads. If you took both of them, I expect that game to go the both way, but, I'm looking forward to my Mark Andrews first touchdown, fellas. I think he's going to score the first one of the game.
PJ, I don't want to wish time away, but just how college football came out with some kickoff times. And now at 8 o'clock, we'll have it all in front of us. And once you digest that for your favorite team, and then you start to think, oh, wait a second, let me look at the lines here. And is there anything to be said for, and are you one of those that, okay, let's see what mistakes maybe Vegas made right off the bat here in these opening lines?
You know, I don't think so, Gene. I'm not one to, you know, tie up my money from now until like the first week of September when these games go out. But I think if you are looking for some mistakes, it's probably with these teams with either new head coaches or that are going to be starting young quarterbacks, right? Like Tennessee with Cam Ward. We obviously have no idea what to expect. Now, the rumors I'm seeing is that Tennessee's first game is going to be at Denver, which is obviously a really difficult assignment going up against a good defense in altitude and playing in front of a good home crowd in Denver. So that would be a tough game. And then any of these teams with new coaches, right? Like, we have no idea what to expect out of Dallas with Schottenheimer, or Jacksonville with Liam Cohn, or we don't know what to expect out of the Raiders with Pete Carroll now, right? Like, some of these teams, I think that's where the value is, right? Like, a lot of these teams we expect to contend with the Super Bowl. We kind of know what we're getting, and a lot of those pieces are returning. But I think if you were to bet some of these games, the value to me is probably either fading or betting into some of these quarterbacks, young quarterbacks or new quarterbacks or some of these new head coaches.
And how does it work, PJ, with over-unders that have maybe already been set that we'll get a better glimpse now of what these schedules look like later tonight? Do you see a lot of shifting in how Vegas sets over-under win totals for the season, or is that going to stay static through the schedule release tonight?
So, you know, it was funny, Danger. Last year, this was a big topic of discussion because of the new kickoffs, right? With the touchback moving up even more, we thought maybe there was some value there on the overs because you were getting some, you know, moving out to the 35. You have a better chance to score some points. Now, because we've had a full season of it, I don't really think, you know, there's any value. Again, I think when it comes more so to totals, I would look at the teams that lost major pieces on defense, right? Like guys that are now in the new green dot positions where they're calling out defensive plays, things like that. Maybe you look to fade those teams and bet overs in those type of games where their defense might not be as sharp. But for totals, I don't really think there's too much value to be gained early on in the season. I think a lot of people maybe look towards the under because obviously those starters are kind of getting back into the flow of things, back into the season. But for me, if you are going to bet something, probably the spread would be the way to go.
Yeah, PJ Glasser, our guest, our first conversation here in a few weeks with you, PJ. And last time we spoke, I said, hey, next time we talk, we're going to be talking about the Celtics facing elimination down 3-1 to the Knicks. And oh, by the way, with Tatum and everything else. And my gosh, what a job by New York. But I'm not ready to cross off Boston tonight. This looks tempting with the Celtics. I'm looking at 4.5, Boston giving up. How do you play this game tonight, the first of the NBA doubleheader?
I love Boston tonight, Gene. Put them in all your money line parlays. Lay the 4.5 with them. I totally agree with you, right? I don't think a lot of people are going to like Boston tonight because the Knicks are up 3-1 in the series. No more Tatum. Everybody's talking about how much of a loss Tatum's going to be on offense, and obviously that makes a lot of sense. But defensively, guys, he's leading the Celtics in rebounding so far in this series, right? So not only are you taking the leading scorer off the floor for Boston, you're also taking the leading rebounder, right? So just it makes sense why nobody would want Boston tonight at home. But at the end of the day, we have to remember that this is still the Knicks, right? And they're not going to make life easy on their fans, on themselves. And it's still Boston. I mean, they're the defending champs. It's kind of like what we're going through right now in the Stanley Cup playoffs, right, with the Leafs and the Panthers. Panthers are the defending champs. The Leafs are obviously trying to exorcise all these demons throughout the years. And after going up 2-0, you've seen Florida come back and tie that series 2-2. So I think we're going back to the Garden, or Madison Square Garden, I should say, for Game 6. I like Boston quite a bit tonight. This team's won a championship. Even without Jason Tatum, I think they find a way. I think it's a big Peyton Pritchard game. I think Jaylen Brown steps up. So I like Boston tonight at home.
Game 5 tonight in Minnesota between the Warriors and the T-Wolves. We know that Steph has been cleared for light work, but might be a wait and see if they get to Game 6. Do the Wolves close out the Warriors tonight at home?
Tough game to handicap because it's really all about the motivation for Golden State, right? We saw earlier in the postseason Miami and Cleveland. And how the Heat just, they quit. especially in game four. I mean, that truly is what quitting looks like, what Miami did against Cleveland. So that to me is really what it's about tonight for Golden State. Do they feel like their season's over? Are they already 1-2-3 Cancun? Are they going to continue to fight? I think they're going to continue to fight because they still have a lot of pride, and they know that if they can win this game, there's a chance they could get Curry back for game six at home. You win that one, and then you force it to a game seven where we know anything can happen. So I think Golden State's going to fight tonight. They got a lot of pride. They obviously have veterans. They have guys that have won championships. So I would expect a great effort tonight out of Golden State. Minnesota's trying to win their first home series, clinch their first series at home in 21 years. They're a team, an organization that's not used to being in this position. So I do like Golden State tonight plus the points. My only concern is if they just quit and they don't show up. But if they play hard, I think they can keep this within the number.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
PJ Glasser is the host of Send It In, which you can hear daily on the BetMGM network. Always kind to give us some thoughts and some plays here. And let's look ahead here to tomorrow night, PJ. Just one game with Indiana, maybe a surprise to many, wrapping up their series against Cleveland. Just one game tomorrow night. Oklahoma City, Denver, and it's actually the Thunder as small favorites here on the road. Denver having won a championship 2 years ago. So, PJ, honestly, I don't know how to play this one. How do you view this?
Yeah, it is a tough game to play, especially with the spread, Gene. Thunder 4.5. I just like them to win the game. You know, I think they're a good play, minus 200 on the money line. You can parlay them maybe with, like, Boston tonight. I think OKC Boston's a really good money line parlay that you can get for plus money. I think OKC closes it out tomorrow. You know, Denver's had a great opportunity these last couple games. They've held the double-digit lead in the third quarter in games four and games five, and they haven't been able to shut the door. And that's what makes it tough. And I think the longer this series goes, the bigger advantage for OKC because of their depth. And guys, because of the fact that, you know, Denver played a seven-game series against the Clippers. Now they're playing a six-game series. They played like seven games in 14 days. They've pretty much gone every other day for 2 weeks. OKC's younger. They're a little more rested. And their defense is so good. And when you get into these game sixes, game sevens, these elimination games where it really slows down, it gets more physical, I think you got to give the edge to the defensive team. So Denver's really had their opportunities these last couple games. They haven't been able to get it done. I think OKC gets it done tomorrow night and closes out the series. So I like the Thunder to win that game.
And PJ, quickly, before we shift off the NBA, what exactly is waiting for either the Knicks or the Celtics with this Pacers team that just dispatched the top seed?
So I think it's going to be Knicks and Pacers, and I like the Pacers, you guys. I really do. I mean, we saw those teams match up in the playoffs last year, and Indiana won that series. Their offense is just, it's really good, and they just keep coming at you in waves. Their pace is really difficult to deal with, and they got a lot of confidence. And I just love betting against the Knicks when everybody's expecting them to do something, you know? And obviously not a lot of people thought they'd get past Boston. Now it looks like they're going to. They're going to be favorites in that series against Indiana, and I think a lot of people are going to like them against the Pacers. I'm not going to be one of those people. Halliburton's playing with a lot of confidence. And, again, the fact that Indiana proved to themselves that they could do it last year, I think is bode well for them going into that series against the Knicks. Guys, Cleveland, I mean, they were a really good team this year, and they dispatched them in five games. So I like Indiana in that series against the Knicks, who I think it's going to be.
We got a few games that are coming up here as we speak on the Major League schedule, including your O's hosting Minnesota. But we have action tonight. We got the Mets hosting Pittsburgh. We've got, Colorado so bad, but they're going against Patrick Corbin. I don't know if I want any part of that one. PJ, are there any plays in baseball that you're advising for tonight?
Yeah, so we're going to go to the White Sox and the Reds. I like the White Sox tonight, you guys, plus 165, and they're taking some money, and it's all about the starter for the Reds. Our guy Nick Lodolo is on the mound tonight for Cincinnati. His home and road splits are really drastic, right? Really good ERA at home this season, on the road this season under two, but at home, 6.75 ERA. So he's really struggled at home. And I think that's why you're starting to see the White Sox money line come down. So I like Chicago tonight, plus 165. And then I like Machado tonight, you guys, over 1.5 total bases at plus money as well. They're facing Kyle Hendricks for the Angels. Manny is 9-for-20 in his career against Kyle Hendricks. He's having a great season, and he's got great history against Hendricks. So I think that's just a great matchup tonight for Manny, for the Padres as well. Look at the over in that game, over 9 at +100 on BetMGM. So those are a couple bets for me tonight in Major League Baseball. A little Lodolo and Machado.
I don't want to put you on the spot, PJ, but you did bring up the Stanley Cup playoffs, and I know that every now and then on your show, Send It In, you might give us a little glass on ice. What do you think about these two series that we have tonight with Florida, Toronto that you mentioned is even at 2, and you got Edmonton looking to close out Vegas here tonight?
Yeah, guys, I think both home teams are going to win tonight. I like the Leafs' dogs plus 115, and I like Vegas tonight at minus 120 as well. Right, so in the Toronto series, the home team's won all four games so far. The Leafs have dropped the last two. Florida's a favorite here on the road. But, guys, I was encouraged with Toronto, even though they lost those games. You know, game three, they lose in overtime. Game four is a 2-0 shutout. But they were in that game. You know, they had chances in the second, third period to tie that game and send it to overtime. They're playing well, and they've been good at home so far here in the postseason. So I like them tonight at plus 115. And then I like Vegas as well. I think Edmonton's going to win the series. They're the better team. Their offense is terrific. But these two teams, I think, were good enough to get us to a game six, right? That's what we love about the Stanley Cup playoffs. So many of these series go to six games. They go to seven games. And I think this is going to be another one of those. So I like Vegas at home tonight to send it back to Edmonton. Give me both home teams tonight, the Leafs and the Knights.
You know, shame on me for being unprepared, because I know we have the PGA Championship. PJ, anything you could tell us about the course? Where are they playing this at?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're playing at Quail Hollow this week, you guys, in Charlotte. That's a good one. And can I tell you guys, who I really like this week? Our guy, Bryson DeChambeau.
Guys,
he looks, this is the course just tailor-made for Bryson. I mean, you think about recently how he's fared in the majors, right? Last five majors that he's played in, four of those five, he's finished tied for sixth or better. And this course, what I'm looking for this week, guys who can bomb it off the tee and guys who got a great short game. And Bryson's as good as anybody with that kind of combo. Him and Rory, which is why Rory has won at this course four times. Also, another great comp course for Quail Hollow is Valhalla, where they played the PGA last year and Bryson finished tied for second. So, guys, this is a par 71 course. It's like 7,600 yards. And they have gotten a ton of rain over the last couple of days, so it's going to play even longer than that. So these guys that can really send it off the tee are guys that I think have a big advantage, which is why I like Bryson. I like Rory. I think Xander's got a great chance. I would look at some long shots like Minwoo Lee, Wyndham Clark as well. And then, guys, I got to give you a narrative play, right? We obviously just had Rory complete the career Grand Slam after his win at the Masters. Nobody's talking about the fact that Jordan Spieth has a chance to complete the career Grand Slam this week at the PGA. Jordan's playing really well as of late. He's got some decent course history here. He's sneaky long off the tee, and Jordan's always got a great short game. So I can just sit back and picture. We head into the weekend, head into Sunday, with all the storylines being, can we have another guy complete the career Grand Slam? So maybe keep an eye on Jordan Spieth this week as well.
Did either of you guys see the pictures of Scottie Scheffler in today's practice round?
No.
I did.
No, that's a troll job, is it not, PJ?
So good. So good. He's wearing orange because obviously it's like a year removed from him going to jail, and it's the best. I mean, I bet Scotty top five because of that, Gene. I just so much respect for the troll job.
That is no doubt. And when I say orange, it's bright orange. It's like, hey, you were arrested.
Looks
orange.
Like he's wearing a jumpsuit.
Perp walk type of orange. Yeah, I'm like, that's brilliant there. PJ, tell everybody about Send It In. Fast pace, gives you action, make it part of your day.
It is, guys. 1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Mondays through Fridays. You can check us out on Twitch, on YouTube, on X. Just search the BetMGM Network, at the BetMGM Network on X. And like you said, Gene, quick, fast pace, and we're busy this time of the year, fellas. Lots to talk about, right? NBA, NHL, we got baseball, we got majors going on in golf. So, tune in, check us out. It's interactive, so if you watch the show, you can chime in with your bets, any questions that you have. And, of course, we got the NFL schedule released tonight, guys, like we were talking about earlier. So we're going to have lines out for all these week one games a little bit later today. Can't wait.
Going to be great. PJ, appreciate the time. As always, enjoy the rest of your week, bud.
Yep. Thanks, fellas. Talk to you next week.
You got it. PJ Glasser hosts Send It In. He's our Odyssey Sports betting insider. PJ Glasser, Insider Calls, presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
Great to have PJ back. Now, I agree with him, Danger, that it's a little crazy to, oh my gosh, wait a second, they have the Bills Ravens as a pick'em week one. I don't know if that to be true, but no point in putting down money right now. We're not professionals. But that doesn't mean that by the time we come back in tomorrow, we can peruse week one.
I know where you're going.
Yeah.
I know where you're going.
Yeah.
You're
going
to be looking for that week one survivor pick. You're already dialed in.
Here's the thing. Because I have my rules, right? No divisional, no road, blah, blah, blah. Like, what if the Saints open up at Tampa? Like, the Saints are going to be so bad, right?
Can't do it. Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. Divisional game, rookie head coach. You would assume probably a rookie quarterback starting. Too much of a wild card. New offensive coordinator in Tampa. Too many
all
variables.
These divisional games that I'm seeing for week one, I'm like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going divisional heavy week one. Yeah. They kind of tipped us to that with both the Eagles, Cowboys, and Chargers, Chiefs from Brazil. And then you've got other divisional games that are being reported.
You got Monday night, opening Monday night is Bears Vikings.
Yeah.
Divisional. Lots of divisional. Then we won't all be, obviously, but
don't tempt me to go to Chicago on a Monday night for week one. Don't tempt me.
I'm not telling you not to do it. Go ahead,
my
buddy.
My God. All my Bear fan buddies texting me as soon as that report dropped, as soon as Schultz dropped that report. What are we doing? I'm like, can we wait until 8 o'clock? Can we wait until it's actually official before we start making plans?
Was it last year or the year before? Because they all run together. The Bears open up together. You're like, this is the year. They're opening. No. Yeah, Packers are like.
It was the Packers.
That was, yeah.
It was last year. It was the Packers. Yeah. And, it was not great.
No.
Not great. Never is. Great having PJ on. Great to get his reaction to that week one matchup that's being reported between the Bills and the Ravens. Get some winners in baseball. He likes the Celtics tonight. He also thinks if the Warriors aren't quitting, which I don't see a Steve Kerr team quitting in this series. I would imagine they're going to put up a fight. It's really, can Minnesota hold them off and close that series out before Steph gets healthy enough to return potentially in game six? And he likes both home teams in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, with Toronto and Vegas hosting in their series. Great stuff. And if you missed any of that conversation, we'll get it up for you and on demand shortly here In the free to download Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcast, just search out Sports Bar.
Yeah, we've got time for your calls. 866-4FAN, 866-4326. More reaction. And if you missed at the top of the show, what we have, we believe to be, we have every reason to think that this is the Bills schedule that was leaked online and everything that is checking out on from other sources. We'll get to that, too, if you missed it.
Yeah. I also heard a take earlier today from, one of the – he's not one of the talking heads. He does have takes. I view him as, like, he's the company guy. He's the guy that's going to view things through the lens of the company and what would be great for the company. The argument that he presents for this to happen, when he mentioned this morning, Mike Greenberg, when he mentioned this morning, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
He's a quick glance here. He's getting skewered. Normally, like, Greeny's takes are like, okay,
reasonable to a point, but his reasoning, it seems to me like it's only through the lens of what would be good television instead of what would actually be good for the NFL. I'll explain. We'll get into that. We'll look at this schedule that we have every reason to believe is accurate for the Buffalo Bills in 2025. Yes, we believe we have the schedule here before it gets released tonight at 8 o'clock. If you're looking for no spoilers, well, we're going to give you some spoilers.
Sorry.
I know you're thirsty. I know you want this. We're going to try and give it to you here and lay it out for you. It's a favorable look for the Buffalo Bills, and we'll get into it next on The Fan.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.